Our buddy Jim Bombeck on the phone from Ford Motor Company, Vice President, Enterprise Product Line. Well, you're the guy that I wanted to talk to because what you're doing with Ford, building these respirators. How you doing, Jim?
We're very busy right now. We know there's a huge need, and just as a company, wanted to make sure we could do whatever we can to help.
I immediately thought of Apollo 13 when they had to do the air filter for the getting the CO2. Did you guys kind of use that same mindset?
That was part of the inspiration. You know, we talked in the beginning of this just a couple of days ago. We talked to quite a few healthcare activities, large hospital systems, and I had the benefit to participate in a discussion with one of the White House consultants that was working on the issue. And their general view was that these healthcare workers, first responders, really in desperate need of protection. And that really inspired us to think about the problem a couple of different ways. We certainly immediately reached out to 3M. They have a lot of capability in this area. And, you know, we're focused on trying to get more of their powered air purifying respirators out, more of the disposable respirators out, and leveraging all of our manufacturing talent and skill, working collaboratively with them to actually get more throughput, right? More of these devices into these first responders' hands. But we kind of quickly recognized that the surge need in the immediate term was incredibly large, and we needed to do something different than just traditionally adding capacity. And that really inspired us. And so we actually have an internal team called Project Apollo. And the basic premise was when you look at some of these devices, that there's a lot of parallels to equipment we have in automotive vehicles. And so we challenged the team to say, how might we take the best of off-the-shelf parts we have at Ford Motor Company, mash that up with the expertise of 3M and their parts bin, and try to create a very simplified powered air purifying respirator that we could add as incremental capacity in parallel. And so that's what the team did. They went out and got really scrappy. And, you know, first prototype was a combination of a battery pack from a power tool as a power source, a blower from a heated and cooled seat fan and an F-150 to move the air through the 3M filter, HEPA filter, and then working on additional capacity on building up hoods to actually contain the air and recirculate the air. And the combination of all that is the basics of the simplified design that we're actually developing in parallel with 3M on that team to add as additional capacity to meet the surge need.
So as far as the shields go, how many, Jim, do you expect to have done by the end of the week?
So the shields are another part of this. It's, you know, levels of protection for these first-line healthcare workers. So we delivered, I think, a little over 1,000 yesterday that were in operation in three different hospitals in the area. A very simple design that we can scale fast, and we'll be, within a couple of days, producing about 100,000 a week. And we are going to try to ramp up even further from there. And the goal here is, if you think that the virus has really a number of ways to get into the body, the nose, the mouth, but also the eyes, that if you use this simple plastic shield in conjunction with a disposable respirator, it just gives another level of protection for these incredible men and women that are fighting the virus on the front line.
Amen. So then, now going back to the respirators, is there a timeline? What are your, if you have a goal, what is your goal for this as far as volume?
Our goal is to move incredibly fast. I don't think we have settled on a volume yet. We just know that the need is so large that we're thinking big. A lot of these medical devices are much lower volume in terms of their annual volume planned. And what we really need now is a lot of volume very, very fast. So that's where, thinking about it through an automotive lens, you know, we scale in large numbers. 50,000 might be low for us, and we're certainly thinking big in terms of the numbers so that we can actually support 3M and GE in their efforts to kind of get more of this equipment in the hands of people that need it most.
Are 3D printers going to be part of this equation as well?
We are absolutely looking at 3D printers around individual parts and components. Even looking to experiment with how we might develop disposable respirators. And the team's making some progress. We're not quite there yet, but we think it's showing some promise. And so we're pulling out all the stops, every bit of technology, capability, and know-how that Ford Motor Company has is at 3M and GE's disposal.
Well, and that's something that, especially here, Jim, you know, in the Motor City and around the country, everybody's looking for ways to help. We all want to do something. We all want to be able to help out our neighbor, help out our friend. And I'm sure the response, I would imagine people volunteering their time to you guys must be overwhelming.
It's really inspiring. In some cases, we're just trying to figure out how to harness the power of all that in a way that's actually helping moving the ball down the field. And we're going to be bringing on more and more partners as we gain momentum. But it's been super inspiring around the employees, our incredible UAW partners, and all of our supplier partners that actually have raised their hand and offered their help. And the minute we call, we get everything we need in terms of trying to make progress and, again, get this critical equipment into the right people's hands.
Jim, if there's anything that we can do as a radio station here in Detroit, if there's anything we can do, you just say the word, whether it's just moral support, and you know we're all behind you guys 100%. If there's anything, I know they're going to be doing some of the manufacturing in Plymouth, and I would assume, wasn't it Troy as well? Some of the design places are working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, really the thing that everybody can do is just try to follow the direction of our medical professionals and try to lighten the load in the hospitals by taking all these safety precautions, social distancing, and, you know, washing your hands and everything. The extent we can kind of keep the numbers down and help them get through this very large caseload, actually reduce the burden on the first responders, the healthcare workers, actually keep people safe. So that's probably the biggest thing everybody can do. And certainly we will reach out if there's anything else we can leverage you and your followers on going forward.
Done. Jim Bombeck, Vice President, Enterprise Product Line Management, Ford Motor Company. You guys are kicking some butt, man, helping out with the respirators and also the shields. We're proud of everybody. You tell everyone there we're proud of them, man, and we're rooting for them. And seriously, Jim, if there's anything you guys need, just say the word, okay?
Thanks so much. We will.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.